I don't like to break the move of the Spirit, and I want to just go in and just speak about what was prepared. You see, I know that sometimes going into Christmas, it's so easy for us to get caught up in everything else around us, and sometimes it's really hard to focus on Jesus. And it's in moments like these when we come together and we sing these wonderful carols that have been written over the years that we start getting our focus back onto the true meaning of what Christmas is about. And I want to encourage you this morning to seek again. To seek out your Savior again this Christmas. To even, if I may suggest, ask Him to reveal Himself afresh to you. It doesn't matter how many years you've been walking to Him. It is a good thing to ask Him to reveal Himself afresh to you. Today I'm going to talk about the wise men. These were men of great knowledge, of wealth, and of influence. But despite all their earthly wisdom, they understood one critical truth. That there was something greater than themselves that was worth seeking. A king who deserved their worship. In Matthew chapter 2, we see their incredible journey to find Jesus. What's remarkable about the journey that the wise men took is that it mirrors the spiritual journey that we are called to take. The wise men weren't satisfied was saying where they were. They stepped out, they followed the star, and they sought the Savior. And we shouldn't be satisfied. We should want more and more and more of Jesus. The seeking never stops. Once we were lost, now we are found. It doesn't stop at the found bit. We have to continue to seek Him, to go on this wonderful journey that He has for us. But to understand the journey that He has for us, we need to keep seeking Him. I want to ask you this morning, are you seeking Jesus like the wise men seeked Him? Are you pursuing Him with everything that you have? Are you staying in the comfort of your own palace content with earthly treasures and shallow pursuits? Or are you stepping into the presence of God every single day? Because it's when we step into God's presence that we find Him. We need to seek Him with purpose. The wise men were not casual seekers. They didn't stumble upon Jesus by accident. They set out with a clear purpose to find the King of the Jews and to worship Him. Matthew 2 verse 2 says, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw His star when it rose, and we have come to worship Him." Hallelujah. They saw the sign, the star, and they recognized that it was something extraordinary. They could have ignored it, but instead they chose to leave everything behind and pursue the truth. This is the first step in seeking, like the wise men did. We must be intentional. You don't find Jesus by accident. You don't grow in your relationship, with him by being passive. You have to make a decision to pursue Jesus Christ with purpose. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Not some of your heart. Jesus wants all of you. Not just a portion. Not just the little bit that you want to give him to appease yourself, to think that you are serving him. He wants everything. He wants your whole heart. And we've just read it. He says, "Seek me with all your heart, and you will find me." Are you seeking Jesus with purpose? Or are you letting distractions of life pull you away to take your focus partially away? The wise men didn't have wealth. Their status or the distance of the journey stopped them from seeking Jesus. They made Jesus their priority. We need to seek Jesus with persistence. The journey of the wise men wasn't easy, and nor is our spiritual journey. We're going to hit the potholes. And sometimes the potholes are going to derail us. They traveled hundreds, if not thousands of miles over rugged terrain, deserts and mountains. That sound familiar? They didn't have a GPS or comfortable transportation. They had to rely on the star and their faith to guide them. And when they arrived, they didn't find immediate answers. They had to ask around, "Where's the one who has been born King of the Jews?" But they didn't give up. They kept seeking until they found him. Seeking Jesus requires persistence. You require persistence in your pursuit of Jesus in your life. 100%, not partial. Pure persistence. Yes, there will be challenges, and there will be obstacles in the way. You might face doubt. You might encounter resistance from others. My brother. You might feel weary or discouraged. But the wise men remind us of this. Wait for it. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop pressing in. Don't stop pressing on. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." When you seek him earnestly, when you don't give up, God will reward your faith. Just as the wise men eventually found Jesus, you will find him when you seek Him with persistence. We need to seek Him with passionate worship. Not we need to seek Him with worship. We need to seek Him with passionate worship. That when we gather here in our meetings, that we need to be passionate in the way that we worship Him. Not like the frozen chosen. When the wise men finally found Jesus, what did they do? They didn't admire Him from some distance. They didn't just observe Him or offer polite congratulations. No, they bowed down and they worshipped Him. They opened their treasures and they presented Him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts that were fit for a king. Matthew 2:11 says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped Him. Then they opened their treasures and presented Him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is what it means to seek Jesus with passionate worship. To come before Him with a heart of adoration. To give Him your best. Not your leftovers, but give Him your best. To surrender everything at His feet. Your time, your talents, your treasures. Because true worship isn't just about singing songs. It's a lifestyle of honoring Jesus as King. The wise men remind us that Jesus isn't just a baby in the manger. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Savior of the world. And He is worthy of our worship. So how can we seek like the wise men? I'll answer by asking you a question. Are you seeking Him with a purpose? Is He your first priority? Or are you distracted by lesser things? Are you seeking Him with persistence? Are you willing to keep pressing in, even when the journey gets hard? Are you seeking Him with passionate worship? Are you giving Him your best? Or are you holding back? This Christmas, let's learn from the wise men. Let's make the decision to seek Jesus with all of our hearts. Because there is a reward to seeking. The wise men's journey was not easy, but it was worth it. They found the King, and their lives were changed forever. And the same is true for you. Your lives are changed forever. Amen. We are not the same. We've been set apart by the Father who loves us as His child. His light shining intensely on us. We find forgiveness for our sins. We find peace that passes all understanding. We find purpose. We find hope. We find eternal and abundant life. Jesus said these words in Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Did you hear that? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Open the door. Goodness. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. There's a call to action, yeah? You know, I remember when I was a child, it was very interesting, as you know. But sometimes my grandparents would come and visit, and my mom couldn't stand them. And she would see them coming up the path, and they would knock on the door. And my mom said, "Lie down on the floor." And we all lay. We all had to lie on the floor so they couldn't see us through the windows until they went. We can't hide from Jesus.
Come in.
The invitation is clear. Will you seek Him today? Will you follow the star? Will you seek the Savior? Will you worship the King of Kings with all of your heart? Because when we seek Him, we will find Him. And in Him, we'll find everything we need. Who wants to be like a wise man today? Come on. So I'm going to stop now. Because I want to give you a chance to respond.
Do you mind if I share a testimony?
Yes.
It's not my testimony, but
Canberra.
I want to share in my garden.
Just take that from me there.